Listen to more news from WBEZ anytime on the WBEZ app. Start each day informed. Tap and listen live or on demand. Available on iOS and Android.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson's plan to replace the head of public schools is prompting swift pushback from some in the city council. It's because the plan is amid tense contract negotiations. Two sources confirmed to WBEZ and the Sun-Times that Johnson's administration is laying the groundwork to fire Pedro Martinez. Martinez was appointed by former Mayor Lori Lightfoot in 2021. Alderman Gilbert Villegas of the 36th Ward says the timing of the move, which has not been finalized, is cause for concern.
To get rid of him because he's not agreeing 100% in lockstep with CTU and the mayor, I think that sends the wrong message.
Villegas is also concerned about Latino representation. He says Martinez's replacement should be Hispanic, given that 47% of students in the district are. Attorney Ben Crump is working with Sonia Massey's family on state legislation aimed at reforming the way law enforcement officers are hired. It would be called the Sonia Massey Bill. The bill would require agencies to report their officers' minor infractions, like DUIs and verbal harassment, to a state database. Currently, only an officer's felony and high-level misdemeanor convictions are reported. Crump says his goal with the bill is
to make it not just be words on paper, but to make it meaningful for substantive change and help with the legacy of Sonia Massey.
Crump says he hopes to bring these ideas to Vice President Kamala Harris and Illinois elected officials during the Democratic National Convention next week. Illinois Democrats are trying to excite people about down-ballot races as enthusiasm for the Harris-Walz presidential ticket grows. My colleague Alex Degman has more.
Illinois Democrats, are you ready for the fight?
Governor J.B. Pritzker issued his standard call to action to an uproarious crowd of Democrats gathered before the annual Governor's Day at the Illinois State Fair. Comptroller Susana Mendoza says people should get as excited about local races as they are about Kamala Harris.
The top of the ticket, of course, helps the bottom of the ticket, but it doesn't help you when most issues are local and you don't vote for your local elected officials.
State Representative Jay Hoffman, who lives near St. Louis, thinks the Harris-Walz ticket will push more Democrats to vote in southern Illinois.
She, coming off the convention, is going to even raise the enthusiasm level even higher.
Republicans have their day at the state fair today. Alex Degman, WBEZ News.
Chicago transit riders today may notice something striking. Eight train cars wrapped in vibrant murals by emerging artists. The bright cars have started rolling out on the blue, green, and orange lines. They are part of a large public art push around next week's Democratic National Convention. The train car project was led by Chicago artist Bob Faust.
What we have is these really tight personal stories being executed by emerging artists across the city. But then they're exploded into like these super scaled moving billboards. So like you've got this like really tight, lovely intention that's being shared in this massive way.
Artists include Brandon Bro, Territory, and Carlos Rolon. Some other things you should know today. Riot Fest is returning to Douglas Park 2 months after saying it would decamp to suburban Bridgeview. In an announcement posted to social media yesterday, Riot Fest says it has, quote, overwhelming support of the North Lawndale community to return to Douglas Park. In recent years, residents near the park have pushed for the festival to find a new home, saying it is a noise disturbance and interferes with their access to the public space. The festival is scheduled for September 20th through 22nd. The site of the 1908 Springfield race riots will now be a national monument, established by the Biden administration. 116 years ago Wednesday, a mob of white residents murdered at least six black people. They burned down black homes and businesses and attacked hundreds of black residents. The riots spurred the creation of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People. In a statement, Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton said the monument will be a poignant reminder of a time of devastating racial violence. Today's weather. This morning, there will be steady rainfall, followed by thunderstorms and possible severe weather this afternoon. Temperatures will reach the upper 70s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and for the high to reach the upper 80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.